start by being direct. The first half of FY26 was a tough period for GTN, and our results reflect that. But it was also a period where we made some hard, necessary decisions to reset the business for the future. Market conditions remain challenging, particularly in our key markets, but rather than waiting for conditions to improve, we've taken decisive action on costs and our affiliate arrangements and on how we go to market. I'll come back to that shortly, but first let me hand over to Ben Brooks, our Chief Financial Officer, to take you through the financials.
Thanks, Vic. I'll take you through the numbers for the half, which, as highlighted by Vic, was a tough 6 months, particularly in the first quarter. Financial performance. Revenue came in at $82.5 million and adjusted EBITDA at $5.8 million, down 15% and 53% respectively on the prior corresponding period. The first quarter bore the brunt of the market pressure, and while that's not where we want to be, conditions did stabilise as the half progressed. We also recognised a non-cash impairment charge of $41.5 million during the period, relating to our Australian and UK businesses. This reflects a pragmatic reassessment of near-term forecasts given the macroeconomic environment in those markets. It's a non-cash item and has no bearing on our day-to-day liquidity. Capital management and shareholder returns. Despite the revenue challenges, we've kept a tight focus on cash. Cash on hand increased to $28.1 million at 31 December, up from $21.1 million at 30 June. Underpinning this is $16.5 million in net operating cash flow, a significant improvement from the negative $2.8 million in the prior corresponding period. During the half, we also returned $43.9 million, 23 cents per share to shareholders via a return of capital paid in August 25. Net debt sits at approximately $7 million, which is manageable and a function of that capital return. We're comfortable with where we sit on the balance sheet. Interim dividend. The board has declared an interim dividend of 1 cent per share, unfranked. We're pleased to be able to do that given the operating environment, and it reflects the board's genuine confidence in the underlying strength of the business. The board is committed to further shareholder returns. We will continue to pursue further returns as conditions allow. I'd like to hand back to Vic.
Thanks, Ben. So what are we doing about it? Well, I want to walk you through three areas where we've taken decisive action. First, as Ben mentioned, costs. We've targeted annualised cost out for FY27 of $12 to $17 million, and we're making some real good progress. On affiliates, we've renegotiated significant arrangements, with the majority of our $7 to $9 million annualised target already executed, effective January 2026, a meaningful step. On aviation, we've exited those operations entirely. That decision will deliver approximately $3 to $5 million in annual savings from the second half onwards. And the sale of the helicopters will bring in around $5 million in cash proceeds this financial year, most of which has already been received in early 2026. And on operating costs more broadly, we're driving efficiencies through AI, comprehensive cost reviews, and improved sales systems, with an expected $2 to $3 million in annualised savings being realised progressively through the year. Second, market repositioning. We're changing how we go to market, really focusing on direct client relationships, making better use of our unsold inventory to improve margins, and working with agency partners to access new client pools. Now, these initiatives are already underway, and we expect the benefits to build through the second half. Third, our strategic priorities. Everything we're doing ties back to three things: strengthening our core affiliate partnerships, delivering a compelling proposition to our advertising partners, and actively managing costs through technology, including AI. So before I open the floor to questions, I'd like to acknowledge Peter Tonner, our chair, along with our board and our shareholders. Thank you for your continued support and guidance. We value the trust you place in us, remaining focused on delivering improved performance and long-term value. I'd also like to recognise our GTN team across all markets, particularly our country heads, for their leadership on the ground. It's been a period of change, and our people have remained focused, committed, and professional throughout. Strong local execution is critical to our success, and we appreciate the accountability and drive shown across the business. While I'm relatively new to the GTN CEO role, but having been part of this business for over 25 years, it gives me confidence in the direction we're taking. We have strong board and shareholder alignment, experienced country leadership teams, and a clear plan that we're executing against. The second half of FY26 is where you'll start to see the benefits of the work done in H1 come through. With that, we're happy to open the floor to questions.
Oh, good morning. I'm just interested if there's been any sort of change in the affiliate relationship agreements post the Southern Cross merger with Channel 7.
No, not with the merger Channel 7 SCA agreement. You know, that was obviously a long-term agreement, but no, not in relation to that affiliate, no.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you again. Thank you for your continued support as shareholders, and we look forward to delivering the second half. Have a great rest of your day.